and obey. We come to him in faith, then we must repent, which means turn away from our sin, change your mind, your heart, your ways, and turn away to them. Then, when God sees a willing vessel, you must be born again. That's when the Spirit of God comes within and it gives you a new heart and a new mind. And the fruit that you have the Spirit of God within you, holiness and obedience marks God's people. The Bible tells us we must put on holiness, without which no man will see God. And we have to keep striving and enduring in that every day. See, that is the gospel coming to you. You have to endure to the end. And that's the best thing in life. Accept Jesus in your heart and you're saved.
Yeah, everything you've said, I've totally done.
Have you come out of the door?
Not as much as you have apparently.
Sin-free life, and that lasts usually a couple of seconds after my alarm clock goes off. But I'm not.
Well, here's the thing, sir. We don't believe in sinless perfection. Okay, we're in this body of flesh, but if you're a born again saint, are you walking every day as a living sacrifice to God in holiness and obedience? Now, okay, coming out of the Word, do you watch TV?
Not too much, but I do, yes.
Yeah, so is it a hard thing to just say, you know what, Lord, that's not of your kingdom, that's of Satan's kingdom in the flesh and the world. I'm going to pluck that out, rip that out, cut it away and toss it away from you, not do it anymore, right? Sports, politics, TV and movies, we just covered TV, fleshly music, man-made religion, going to a church building with people who keep sin in false ways. All of those things, just drop them and walk away from them. And then, see, God gives the Spirit to them that obey him, right?
Yeah.
The more you obey, the more you do, the more God will give you clarity and light in the Spirit so that you can keep striving and overcoming. Because we have to overcome. The Bible tells us, especially in Revelation, my brother's doing a verse-by-verse through Revelation now, it's very edifying. If you're not overcoming, you won't inherit. You gotta overcome. And the Spirit helps us overcome.
Well, what is your name?
My name's Zealous.
Zealous.
This is my brother Akul.
Akul.
Akul, yeah.
What was your name?
Adel.
Adeli?
Del, just D-E-L.
Oh, Del. Yeah. Del. Hey, Del, I gave you a gospel card. You can check out the website. You can email my brothers. My brother runs a website. It's about, we all add studies to it and everything. You can check it out and test us, and we'll help you in the things of God.
Oh, definitely.
But yeah, you got to come out of the Baptists if you want to follow Christ, because the Baptists aren't biblical.
I mean,
Christmas.
The thing is, I know that within, it's compromise, but there are sprinklings of gems in them.
Here's the problem. If you're walking in man-made religion, you're not following Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the truth.
Yeah.
And we know, John tells us, that no lie is of the truth. So these Baptist places, it's not the Baptist, not unique to them, okay? I grew up Anabaptist. There's Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist, Anabaptist, you know, Methodist, Pentecost. There's thousands of them, okay? Yeah. They're practicing man-made religion. They're not the faith once delivered unto the saints that we got to strive and contend for daily. Right? So I'd encourage you to test everything. Come out of all that. I had to. My brother had to. We had to come out of that. We're learning. I'm learning now. You asked me 25 years of my life, I would have told you I'm a Christian. But I wasn't. I was deceived, a false convert in man-made religion. Right? I'm learning what it means to actually follow after Jesus Christ and what it means to be a biblical disciple, following him in holiness and obedience. And we want you to help you. You're our neighbor. We love and care for your soul, right? So, yeah. Consider the truth that God's given you.
I've got to be back here, which feels like in a couple of hours. I'm so, God bless you. I'm so happy I ran into all of you.
We're going to be here for most of the afternoon, Lord willing. We'll see what is, but you can always email if you're serious. We can help you in the things of God.
Right. God bless you all, and I will hit this button.
God blesses those that obey him, sir. Test yourself.